Sefer Shoftim Perek Beis, and in this Perek explains the cycle and the process that happens throughout the entire Sefer Shoftim. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayal Malach Hashem min Gilgal el HaBochim. A Malach Hashem came from Gilgal and went to the place of Bochim. Rashi and the Mitzudas David points out that Pinchas, this Malach Hashem, was Pinchas. The Navi Pinchas relates the word of Hashem. I, Hashem, have taken you out of Mitzrayim and made a treaty with you forever. By Omer, lo ether es brisi la'olam. I will never get rid of my bris, my covenant with you. I have kept my side of the deal. However, you, Klal Yisrael, have failed in driving out the nations from the land of Eretz Yisrael. You have not kept your side of the deal. And Pasuk Dalet and Hey, Vayhi Kedaber Malach Hashem es Hadvarim Ha'ela, Kol Bnei Yisrael, as Pinchas, the Malach Hashem, was saying these words of rebuke to Klal Yisrael, Vayasoam es Kola Vayivchu, they raised their voices and they started to cry and do tshuva. They also brought korbanos for Hashem. And Pasuk Vav through Pasuk Yud, the Navi continues relating that Yeshua had instructed Klal Yisrael to conquer the land they had inherited of Eretz Yisrael and have failed to follow through and do so. Yeshua had left the world at 110 years old and was buried in Betimnas Cheres Behar Ephraim. In Pasuk Yud, Vayakum Zor Acha Achareim Asher Lo Yadu Es Hashem, and another generation came up and they didn't know Hashem. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Es Hara Bnei Hashem Vayadu Es Habalim. Klal Yisrael would leave Hashem, who took them out of Mitzrayim, and worship the Avodah Zorah of Baalim v'Ashtoros. They would do averus in the eyes of Hashem. And Pasuk Yadalad, Vayikar Af Hashem v'Yisrael, and Hashem would show his anger and disappointment to Klal Yisrael. And Pasuk Tez Zayin through Chof Zayin, Vayikam Hashem Shofkin v'Yoshem v'Yad Shaseim. So right after Hashem would show his anger to Klal Yisrael, Hashem would bring another Shofi in order to help Klal Yisrael and defeat their enemies. Hashem was with the Shofet all his days, and when the Shofet would die, Klal Yisrael would go back to doing their Avodah Zarah ways, forgetting what had happened to them in the past. This cycle repeated itself over and over again throughout the entire Sefer Shoftim. In Pasuk Chav Beis, why did Hashem do this? L'ma nasos bam es Yisrael hashoyim rimheim es haderech Hashem alechaz bam kasher shamru avoysam imlo. Hashem did this in order to test them to see if they would guard the ways of Hashem and follow in Hashem's ways, or maybe they wouldn't. In Pasuk Chav Gimel, Hashem let the surrounding nations remain because Klal Yisrael was not staying true to their part of the deal, and Hashem did not drive out the other nations and allow Klal Yisrael to win as speedily as they would have liked. When learning Sefer Yeshuim, Sefer Shoftim, it's important to point out a very important call from Rav Wolbe. Rav Wolbe Zatzal explains that the averus and sins of Klal Yisrael at that time were at a microscopic level and were very difficult to understand. This is what it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph and many times throughout Sefer Shoftim, the Yasu B'nei Yisrael Es Hara Be'enei Hashem. It was precisely and only in the eyes of the Enei Hashem, in the eyes of Hashem. And by other people, these averus would be undetected by an outsider. I'd also like to point out in Pasuk Beis, where the Pasuk says, Hashem says, Lo Efer es Brisi La'olam, that even though we're going through this cycle of ups and downs, you read this in Elias, Hashem says, I'm never going to get rid of my bris with you forever. Hashem will never leave Klal Yisrael on a national level and certainly on an individual level. Each one of us, even though we encounter difficulties, anxiety, stress, sadness, Hashem loves us and will never let us down, ever. So when we have a Yerida, when things aren't going so well, we can remember Hashem loves us and try to make that Yerida in Aliyah a high point for us. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.